model GF, podcaster BF. And she says, what does that mean? And I just go, it's just, it's a compliment, but also a joke.
When I was a kid, the only thing that didn't have any, the only thing on the menu that was meatless was the hot dog, dude. There, oh, and the music goes hard now. Apollo, are you still here? I got something to ask you. Okay, he's here. I didn't have anything to ask him. I just wanted to bait him into saying something. You must feel so silly right now. Got him. Bodied. I got the kill shot. We do a little trolling here. That's the thing. We do a little trolling. I did watch a little bit of Dan's Summoner's War stream. I mean, it happened at such a like a late time. It was not possible to watch more than, you know, like more than I should have, to be honest. But like an hour or so, but. It was an interesting stream, no doubt about that. It was really funny too that like, you know, probably like shooting my chance of a potential sponsorship in the future down. But like the Korean stream was literally like a TV style production. They had a huge stage, you know, like multiple hosts and stuff like that. And then the American one was like three guys on an obvious with a couch and an obvious green screen. Like, it was very funny to me and nobody else. But it was I think he did pretty well, all things considered. It's tough. Not an easy character. You can also erase him with the eraser if you calculate his HP. Dude, there's all sorts of stuff that I have absolutely no confidence in my own ability to work with this guy. I'm honestly a simple man, you know? I'm like the brute force side, sort of guy. You know, I'm the sort of guy, you know, if I hadn't already learned how to, like, you know, do medullos, I would simply write fizzbuzz in nested loops that say, if input equals one, write one. If input equals two, write buzz. If input equals three, etc., etc. Sorry, we don't talk about fizzbuzz. I'm more of a spark mouth guy now. Boo, hiss, minus two. We hate it. We hate it. No, you love the programmers love programmer humor. As long as it's not about, like, Apple. You can talk about Macs. You can talk about Windowses. But as soon as you start to talk about Apple, they get very upset. DAE can't quit Vim. Bro, you use an editor? What are you doing? You use an editor? You use an IDE? I just use Vim. You use Vim? Dude, that's crazy. I remember when I used to use Vim, then I switched to Emacs. I haven't looked back. You use Emacs? Buddy, free yourself from the chains of the computer. Start just putting your code in the punch cards. And then feeding them into the machine. This guy is using, here's what you do. Okay, you get the idea. You understand now. Oscar predictions, it starts in like 2 hours. I'm gonna be honest with you, I don't know if I watched a movie from 2020. I don't know if I saw a movie in 2020 that came out in 2020. I'm trying to think, I'm like, I honestly, wait, okay, I saw Soul. Yeah, I saw Soul. I think that's it. I don't think I saw another movie that came out in 2020. Wait, okay, I saw Onward as well. I think Onward also came out in 2020, but that's, and, okay, and Borat 2. You're absolutely right, I did see Borat 2 as well. So I believe I saw three movies from the year 2020. Out of those three movies, congratulations to Best Picture winner, Soul. Best actor will be going to Sacha Baron Cohen for Borat 2. Best actress, I'm going to say that that's going to go to the lady who played the Soul in Soul. Congratulations. Best wardrobe, that's going to go to the costume designer for Borat, because it's the only movie that takes place in the real world. Best original music would go to Soul, because it was a movie about music. Rudy is nominated for me. He's nominated for Best Supporting. Best Cinematography. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what cinematography is. And I'm not sure that anybody does. It's when movie look nice, right? Like when Daenerys sacks King's Landing, and then she's walking down the stairs and Drogon spreads his wings behind her so it looks like they're frickin' her wings, dude. Like, that's like the prototypical example of good cinematography, I think. Roger Deakins, eat your fart out. The Mud Pie guy from I Think You Should Leave got nominated for Best Actor. I know who Steven Yeun is. He's not just the Mud Pie guy from I Think You Should Leave. He's also criminally wasted on 300 seasons of The Walking Dead as Glenn. He has a resume. He's more than just the Mud Pie guy. Come on. Hello, Steger. I also acknowledge game developers in this chat, but only Steam developers. If I ask you what games you made and you send me an itch link, it's on site. No, on site in the, oh, hello, Corey. On site in the good way. Like, as soon as I see you, we're gonna hug. Board games? Oh, no. Board games, it's on site and we're throwing down. Throwing down the weapons we use to wound one another in everyday life, and instead finding a common ground on which we can interface as, if not friends, at least coexisting human beings. You know? Yeah, unless you work for Milton Bradley. More like Milton Bradley needs to stop making so many good games. Because I don't have time to play them all. You know what I mean? I got nothing. Dude, it feels great to be caffeinated, though. Dude, I'm telling you. Feels good. Apollo, are you still here? What if we got the gang back together for one session of PUBG? Can I get a temperature on that from absolute zero to surface of the sun? I got to imagine, like, at some point, you've played so much Among Us that the concept of having literally anything else on your screen has to appeal to you. This is called buying low. I don't have a good impetus for it as well. The impetus is just, I thought about PUBG and it's been long enough that I was like, I forgot that it's not fun. So in my head, I'm like, maybe it'll be fun. I know it won't be. But I can still believe for right now. You know that ad? You ever played Trouble the Board Game as a kid? That ad is full of crap, man. It's not fun getting into trouble at all. Getting into trouble, it sends a chill down your spine. Doing something that could get you into trouble? Maybe. Maybe. Getting caught for doing something that could get you into trouble? That's when you're like, oh, dude, when you hear your teacher say your name, when you're about to, like, I don't even know, like, do something you're not supposed to do in class. Maybe you've been talking with your friend. You're laughing it up. They don't hear me. They don't hear me. And then it's clear that they heard you. It's that classic bit. You're not wrong. Sowing. Yes. Yes. Reaping. No, don't kill me or whatever. No, I was a good student, but I got in trouble a lot, in like minor trouble, in like ninth grade, because I was, you know, talking to my friends in class and stuff like that. But I still maintain the reason I got in trouble was because my voice was like this in ninth grade, which made it very easy to figure out who was talking. Puberty removed my plausible deniability when it removed the hair on the top of my head as well. And then gave me hair on the rest of my body, which was nice. I broke my second grade teacher's nose by accident with a basketball. Dude, that's pretty messed up. I mean, you did say by accident, but like, I don't know, man. I gotta know more about the situation surrounding that before I give you the pass, I suppose. For any students during the pandemic, how the heck do you stay focused? Dude, I hear you. Like, I was a good student. I would not be a good student during distance learning. The fact that there's so many distractions possible, I think is, you know, makes it hard to focus for sure. If it's any consolation, though, depending on how old you are and what, you know, level of scholastic ability you're at, it's probable that much of the things that you're learning don't matter anyway. So that makes you feel, I don't know if it makes you feel better or worse, but either way, there it is. Thanks. Okay, hold on. Tomo would like to come in.
Welcome, Tomo. Welcome. Yet again. Please get in the box. My timer's running.
Chad, I got a question for you. What the heck does it mean when you're double parked? I always thought double parked was when you parked in two spots at once, because that just makes logical sense. But I have heard some people say is when you don't pay for the parking meter. Is that correct? It's one of those things I get confused. Don't hit me with the question marks. I always thought it was when you parked in two spots simultaneously. But I've heard some discourse that it's like, oh, when you've got to feed your meter, you say you're double parked. I thought it was neither of those. What the heck does double parked mean? It's when someone blocks you in? No. Because they use it in the context of like, hey, go fast, I'm double parked. It's when you park to block somebody else in? Why would you ever park like that? It just makes you kind of like a D-hole. Yeah, don't, I mean, look, this is easy to moralize, but why'd you park like that, bro? It seems like you don't know how to drive. Or at least you don't care for other people. And I'll tell you one thing, you definitely don't respect the silence that serves as the foundation of creativity. It's when someone is parked at the side of the road and you park right next to them. Why are there so many definitions for what double parking is? Like, yeah, also, why would you do that? Why would you park on the road and block somebody else in? Because it's fun, insubordinate, and churlish. Yeah, maybe it's a regional thing. Maybe it's a New York thing. I will say there's a... I totally remember what the show was called. On TLC yesterday, I caught 10 minutes of a show. And it was called Hustle and Toe. A pun on, of course, Hustle and Flow, the movie for which Terrence Howard won Best Actor. And it's a show about, you know, these tow truck drivers in America. And they were spotlighting like a tow truck driver in New York, and only in New York. And they were like, yeah, we got to go because we got a call about a car like blocking a driveway. And then I expected them to drive up and it would just be a car blocking a driveway. Nah, it was a car that had been freaking smashed, like rear-ended, and then like crashed into a house. And then they had to tow away the car that got hit. And the guy was like, why are you towing my car? I got into an accident. And I was like, you know, the man has a point. Seems like a bad day. I've lived all across this great land, and nobody ever says double parked unless they mean parked in two different spaces. See that? I mean, that's why it's double parked, right? Like, maybe that's why it started as double parked, and then it's also taken on like an extra meaning. That man is lying. It's parked beside someone so they can't get out? The heck, man? What is double parked? Park a vehicle alongside one that's already... Double parking can refer to parallel parking to a car already parked, double parking in attendant car parks and garages, multi-space parking, or taking two metered spots with one vehicle. What the hell are we doing here? Is life not hard enough? It's every single one. I can't believe it. We were all right. It's the light side outcome. Useful word. It means you're parked in a way that you're not supposed to be parked. Now we know the rest of the story. Oh, don't even get me started on bi-weekly. Is it twice a week? Is it once every 2 weeks? Isn't it like it's once every 2 weeks and it's twice a week and quasi-weekly is once every 2 weeks or something. Like it's stupid, man. Just write twice a week. I pay my mother a fucking rent fortnightly. Mother Ucker's at the bank trying to play me. You know me. Whatever happened to Flight of the Conchords, man? I guess I know the answer. I watched the second Flight of the Conchords special. Like, I was going to say last year, but I'm pretty sure it was like 4 years ago. But no, they didn't die. Help me. Saved? Saved? Not saved? Punished? Why is it called a Fortnite? It's named after the amount of time it took for Corey to get his first win in the games. It's named after the amount of time it took for Corey to get his first win in the game. Which was 2 weeks by Grizzly Bear. We heard you the first time. Is this thing on? Adent, thank you for the gifted subs. Thank you, thank you. Joker in front of the microphone.jpg. Oh, you guys are ready for that one, but your kids are gonna hate it. Did you watch Mr. Rogers when you were younger? I caught some episodes as a youngster in between Masterpiece Theater and Sesame Street. You know what's a great... I got a great idea for you. If you ever find yourself bored and you need to pass the time, I'd like to introduce you to a website called Common Sense Media. It is a website where people submit reviews for movies, but from the perspective of, like, parents trying to figure out if a movie is appropriate to watch with their kids. And then what you're going to do as soon as you get there is look up reviews for the most vulgar and violent movies that you can possibly find, and then read the reviews. I was there yesterday. I looked up some reviews on Uncut Gems. There's great reviews that come down on both extremes. Some of that, like, the best Uncut Gems reviews were, like, people that were like, I guess if you don't mind hearing the F word or even a couple of GDs, this movie could be okay, but... Every other word is, you know, you get the idea. And then the other side of it, I saw a review of Uncut Gems that was like, it said recommended for kids over the age of 6, which is just absurd. Like, I love Uncut Gems, but that's just insanity. And then it said, this will show your kids the real world, not the fake world of Disney. And I was like, This guy's got problems. Somebody needs to check on this guy, because Uncut Gems is not like the real world that I lived in. But it's a great website. You get to see a great cross section of humanity. If we die here, maybe we'll read some walls or some Common Sense Media reviews. It's the other one, another Uncut Gems one that got me good, was like, not only is there swearing and violence, but the movie starts with a colonoscopy. And I was like, you got a problem with colonoscopies too. It's not just like vulgar language. It's also like, medical procedure. Like, I get it. You don't want your kid to maybe see Adam Sandler's butthole, but like, it's not that big of a deal. But then it also has Like, this is, I don't know if it's machine learning tags or something like that, but it has, oh my god, dude, we're just gonna get toasted. It's guaranteed, it's on site. It has, like, a parental guide for, like, if you watch this movie with your kids, here's some topics you can talk about. And the, for Uncut Gems is just delusion. Like, it's, like, they're grasping at straws. They're like, talk about the reason that someone might get involved with illegal sports betting. And, what it was, you know, what would you have done if you were in his shoes? How would you prevent it, his situation? And you're like, I think if you got to have those conversations with your kid, it's maybe not the right time to be watching Uncut Gems with them. Also, the consequences of these actions are made apparent. Okay, dude, there's a chance. There's a chance. You can only look at 3 reviews for free on the site. Okay, that I did not know. I already looked at Uncut Gems and also Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, so maybe when this is done, we'll look at 1 review. Look at Midsommar. Dude, I don't think you should watch Midsommar. It's like the opposite of, like, what age do you have to be to watch it? I think it should be, like, if you're over the age of 50, like, just stay away. This movie is only for people between the age of 19 and 49. Yeah, the descriptions are so good, too, because they're always, like, they're written in such, like, an objective, like, humorless way. They do, like, one character appears drunk throughout the movie and is made to look like a fool as a result. Review of Pulp Fiction says, endlessly offensive and devoid of humanity. Well, they got you there. Hey, that's not true. When he accidentally shoots Marvin in the face, there's some humanity there. Everybody's had a moment where they can relate to Vincent Vega when he goes, "Oh man." Maybe you never shot anybody in the face, but you know, you've had a moment where you had an accident where you went like, "Oh, come on." One of the top reviews for Sausage Party says, "OMG, not for kids at all." Don't get me wrong, like, you know, as a new parent myself, I can understand the value of having a website if your kid was, like, on the borderline of the age that you might consider appropriate, and you'd be like, let's see specifically what happens in this movie to see if it might be appropriate or inappropriate. But, like, some of them that are so obvious, you're just like, you kind of like, come on. You know, like, Reservoir Dogs, you probably like, saw dogs in the title thought animated movie, like Balto? Instead, guy's ear gets sliced off. What the... Dead Alive, thought funny zombie movie, not funny zombie movie. Gruesome lawnmower scene made my child have nightmares and she stopped doing her yard work. They are very, some of the reviews just make you realize that, like, Ned Flanders was based on a real person, you know? Neddy doesn't believe in insurance. He considers it a form of gambling. What's the best Doritos flavor? Let me hit you with something, okay? In Canada, and maybe in other markets, there's a Doritos flavor called Sweet Chili Heat. My personal favorite Doritos flavor. I also like Cool Ranch, of course. I'm not going to say no to nacho cheese, but nacho cheese would not be my favorite. Dude, I've been talking about it before. You know the Paqui chips? I got some of those, and like, I think I got, like, zesty chili lemon, and I was like, this is pretty good. Next time I went, I got haunted ghost pepper. It's like, they're really spicy. Like, they were spicy enough to be, like, I was going like, whoo, whoo. I was going like, whoo. That's how spicy they were. You don't expect a snack food to be that spicy that you can buy in, like, a grocery chain. But they were that spicy. Ryan, everybody I know is talking about air fryers. Dude, what can I say? They're good. The air fryer, it turned me into a believer. If you don't want one, that's fine. But, like, you know, if you're wondering why everyone's talking about them, it's because they're good. Yeah, get with the times or get left behind. Why would I get an air fryer when I have an oven? It's one of those things, dude, where I'm like, honestly, I don't even know who you are. If you don't want to make your life better by getting an air fryer, I'm not going to waste, you know, the limited amount of time that I have on God's green earth trying to explain it to you for the 10th time. You know, you can just, you know, just live with your oven, okay? It's no big deal. I literally could not care less. For anybody that's open to new things and maybe has a bit of a discretionary budget, then by all means, consider at least in, you know, having an opportunity to use an air fryer before you judge it. And if you deem it unworthy of being in your kitchen alongside the paper plates and red Solo cups, then, you know, by all means, abstain. Otherwise, you know, we welcome you to the barbecue. Quick, he needs cold brew stat. I ate from the air fryer twice this weekend, including once today. I made some pierogies in it today. I had some chicken strips in it on Saturday. Would you rather get rid of your air fryer or your microwave? It's not even close. The microwave is on site. We're fighting. Here's what I would say. The air fryer is... Run, dude. I thought it might work, but I was planning on killing him anyway. The air fryer has a similar value to the microwave in the sense that it reheats food fast. But I would say it takes 3 times longer to reheat the food. However, the food that you reheat in it is 10 times better. Which kitchen appliances could you destroy in a single punch? I'm just thinking. The answer may well be none. You know, I can't disagree. Anything with a glass window, but even then I'm like pretty sure I could not punch through my microwave in a single hit. I think with one punch, I mean, can I punch it off of like the kitchen counter onto the floor? Cause then anything glass. Oh, that wasn't almond milk, his buddy in a box. I was like, this hasn't changed anything. I don't know. I don't know if there's a kitchen appliance I could reasonably break in a single punch. Certainly, if I hit my toaster, I would expect that it would still function. I don't think I could punch through my microwave door. Coffee maker, maybe? Like, I mean, I guess if you count breaking the pot. What kind of air fryer do you have brand-wise? I'll tell you, it's not the one where you can hack it and, like, it connects to the internet and you can burn somebody's house down. A couple people linked me. They were like, hey, did you know there's a vulnerability in some air fryers that lets you, like, malicious actors can connect remotely to your air fryer and just start it cooking whenever they want? And I was like, thank you for letting me know and scaring me, but we don't have that one, thankfully. When, in general, I try to buy the dumbest appliances possible. I have no desire for a smart fridge. Beyond the malicious possible aspect, it's also just like it's privacy. I don't want hackers to know like how much sparkling water I drink. They're gonna judge me. There's been days. I've probably had like 6 cans. You know, I don't need a hacker to know that, and then like tweet about it. Be like, look how many cans of sparkling water this guy drank today. People will be like, oh, come on, man. What do you love aluminum? You got access to an aluminum mine or something like that? And I'd be like, come on, don't put me on blast like that. I believe that. I mean, there's some smart devices, like changing your thermostat from your phone instead of going to like the console on the wall. That's a nice thing. Yeah, I can see the value there. Now, chat's going to hit you with a, oh, I have to walk all the way to my wall. But that's because, like, I think that there's, like, a bias, especially online, that you can only, like, the exact right amount of convenience is the amount of convenience that we presently have. And if you, like, people are so skeptical about, like, new inventions and stuff like that. 95% of the people that you meet in real life, you have to remember, if they'd been alive in the late 19th century, they'd be like, motorized carriage? Wah, I gotta feed my horse. Oh, my horse is too slow. It's the fastest animal in North America, but it's too slow for me. Where are you going that you need to go faster than that? Oh, Mr. Big Shot, I didn't realize you need a motorized carriage. What, a horse isn't good enough for you? You think you're better than me? That being said, chat was right about Quibi, okay? I wanted, you know, there's been a lot of revisionist history. I never said Quibi's gonna take off. All I said was, why are you so skeptical about Quibi? It has a chance. In hindsight, it did not have a chance, but only in hindsight. I got all these freaking Quibi shares. They're worth nothing. It was gonna be the next big thing. They made it, it was like Netflix for phones. How could it go wrong? Anyway, I can see the value of a smart home integration. I can understand. It really isn't, or like even just having like your lights synced up to it. But I don't need like a smart fridge. Like the smart fridge is like the perfect example for me of like, just because you can doesn't mean you should. I'm like, what's the point of a smart fridge? Like it's. Some of the things that run out in my fridge, I want them to not get reordered automatically, right? Like if I buy ice cream, I don't want it to restock. I'll die. I'll just keep eating it. I need that artificial scarcity. There's ones that show you the inside. Like, look, okay, I'm not saying there's no use. I imagine, like, there'll be times where you're at the grocery store and you'll be like, do we have this? And you will have a disagreement with your partner. We definitely have it. I know we have it. I don't think we have it. But then you can just look at your phone and be like, look, we don't have it. It's not in there. That being said, I'm like, I don't see the use. Or the ones that are like, you can see inside without opening the door. I'm like, it saves you the electricity from opening the door. That being said, it uses 10 times more electricity to power the liquid crystal display. But if you ignore that, it's a pretty great idea. Dude, if a smart fridge had a liquid swords display. The heck is this? Orphan socks. Spikes don't hurt us anymore, right? Something like that? Explain. When the MCs came to live out their name and to perform, some had to... You know, you can't. Yeah, Rat Jam. If you're living in the world today, you'll be hearing the slang that the Wu-Tang say, etc., etc. Picture bloodbaths and elevator shafts. Or don't, you know, it's your life. Is only one of the greatest rap albums ever. No! That one scene from Planet of the Apes. Apes Together Strong, that one. There you go. That dude, Mini-Me sounds, you're absolutely right. I was actually going to say this guy got me sounding like Mini-Me.